sustainability measurement, and audits. The tools used to measure and validate sustainability are similar to those used to measure and validate operational performance. Reported sustainability performance may be verified through internal and external audits. This provides assurance that sustainability reports are presenting complete, relevant, and accurate data about the organization's performance. Audits are a major governance tool. They create transparency. Sustainability measurement. Effective sustainability metrics, like effective operational metrics, must be SMART, specific, measurable, attainable, for example, assigned to a responsible individual, and realistic to achieve, relevant to the organization's sustainability position, and time-bound. There are several special considerations for measuring sustainability performance. The metrics must reflect the multiple perspectives described in the triple bottom line. They should reflect possible financial, for example, reductions in waste disposal fees, social, for example, number of employees enrolled in retirement plans, and environmental, for example, reductions in water use and factory processes, needs and effects. Consult stakeholders. The performance being measured should be relevant to the stakeholders' concerns. Return on investment metrics must include costs related to risk prevention and risk impact, and costs include possible loss of reputation. Internal sustainability audits. Internal audits serve several purposes. They confirm reported performance and are part of the process of providing accountability for the resources the organization has invested. Initiatives providing insufficient return or impact may be ended or revised. They motivate stakeholders toward continued sustainable action by showing progress made. Feedback gathered during the audit can be used to improve initiatives. Auditors may uncover changes in the organization's risk profile that affect the strategy. New risks may have emerged as the result of new regulations or organizational activities, for example. Common areas examined in internal audits are compliance with regulations, for example, requirements related to workplace conditions, documentation, reporting, performance of due diligence in transactions, for example, real estate or business purchases, hazardous waste treatment, storage, and disposal, pollution prevention mechanisms, social and environmental liabilities accrued, for example, fines for labor practices, costs of cleaning spills, sustainability performance of specific products. Internal audits may involve site inspections, surveillance of workplaces and storage areas, and review of documentation on site and in organizational records. External sustainability audits. External audits provide an additional level of governance and transparency. The audits may be conducted by accounting firms or by sustainability organizations. External audits have focuses similar to those of internal audits, although they may also include an assessment of the sustainability strategy itself and the strategy development process. They use similar tools, but these may be more extensive than with internal audits, involving interviews and surveys conducted throughout the organization. In addition to the benefits mentioned for internal audits, external audits provide a higher level of verification, which is often required by government agencies, by certification organizations that allow organizations to call their products and processes sustainable, and by the organization's customers.